I find it remarkable.
Hello?
Oh! That always happens. You guys just come booming in like the voice of God. All right. Hey, Prieto, what's up, buddy? You're on TSN Late Night Primetime Fun. Congratulations, first off, on your victory against Krieg. Good job.
Thanks a lot.
And, you know, Roger Wilco blares. I don't know if I have a volume control on this thing. Oh, I do. Let's try this. I'm going to try to lower the speaker volume a touch and see if that helps. Previously, when Empire faced off against HV Hochsprung, I talked to Jack Talk a little bit about the team and about, you know, what makes Empire great. Let's start with the standard questions. Tell us a little bit about who you are. What's your name? You're Fredo. Tell us about who you are, Fredo, what you do, and what brought you to Empire.
Well, I work for id Software. I'm the animator.
Well, that's a good job.
I play Quake 3. I played a lot of Quake 3 with some of the guys. We played the Alliance, which is this mod with like grappling hook and all that crap.
Okay, so.
And Wolf came out, we wanted to make the transition, so we did.
And, you know, the transition you made indeed. How long have you been with Empire?
Actually, I would consider myself one of the founders of it. So, ever since I've been around.
And tell me a little bit, since you are one of the founders of Empire, give me a quick kind of history about Empire, what year you started, and I guess, let me take a look at my note here, you began as an Alliance Q3 clan, so give us a little more history about the Empire team, because we're dying to know.
Well, like I said, we played a lot of Alliance, it was a small community, and unfortunately didn't continue to grow, and, you know, all that, so we switched to Wolf, because it was a lot more popular, a lot more competition, and we're having a blast.
Now, thus far, in all the teams that you've faced off against, 4KO, Extreme Detriment, who are pretty well known for their old radio shows that are a blast, Deadly Assassins and HV, what has been the most touch-and-go game out of all those? Which and including tonight, of course, versus Krieg, which game really got your blood pumping that you were involved in?
I think you know the answer to that one.
Probably the HV game, the four-second final on the clock right there.
Absolutely. That was intense.
That was a memorable matchup. And, you know, tonight going against Krieg, Krieg have a great record, a great bunch of guys. What were your initial thoughts? I always like to ask that. How did you feel going in? I, as a competitive player in the past for different games, would sometimes be really nervous, sometimes very confident. Going against Krieg tonight, what kind of general feeling did you and the team have about matching up against them?
Well, I mean, we go into every match, you know, without, you know, thinking that we're going to win, or, you know, we'll just try our hardest, and if we can pull it off, we'll do it.
Now, you've scored yourself that victory, and you went in feeling confident. There are some monumental teams on the horizon, like, for instance, Death Touch took the win over Wolf Mortar tonight, and then tomorrow we've got Abuse versus Darkseid. Are you ready to, you guys feel, are you good to go? Are you ready to stack up against those other big names? Are you excited about that potential that's going to be happening for you?
Definitely excited. I mean, we take it match by match, and, you know, we'll start practicing the next map as soon as we hear about it, and get some strategies going, and hopefully we can keep up the good work.
Now, as a team, having played together, United, how long would you say you've had your core group of guys ever since the Alliance days? I mean, it's been pretty much the same guys this entire time?
No, actually, there's only two or three of us that played Alliance. The rest are guys that we picked up playing the demo of Wolf, and mostly now, I mean, everyone's just hardcore Wolf players now, so.
RTCW has really stormed the scene. It's been a lot of fun, the shoutcast. I'm a huge fan of the World War II theme. And it's, you know, generally just a lot of mayhem and excitement. Now, I like to ask this question as well, and you being one of the founders of the team. Out of all the things that makes a team great, out of all the different elements, what do you think is the most important? Is it leadership? Is it teamwork? Is it individual skill? In your opinion, out of all the potential ideals, what is the most important thing for a team?
Well, for us, I mean, we do have good teamwork, and that I think that's helped us in many situations. We have great medics who you know, revives you when you're dead, and you get right up and you start fighting again, and it always helps, so.
So for you, you say it's the teamwork, and it's definitely something that showed itself to be true tonight. Your teamwork held together. Another cool thing is you really set a phenomenal time. Initially, 1:28 on the clock. Now, I thought that Death Touch had set a great time with 1:42, and you come back, and you beat that time in a separate match, 1:28. That probably had to make you feel pretty proud about your team.
Yeah, I did. We just had a good run. We made our first push, and we planted on both towers, and we just held them off, and that was it.
So you got the job done. That's what I like about the Empire attitude. Empire is a... You know, it's like we're here, we're going to play, and we're going to do our best to win. You know, and it's like, that's how you guys feel, and you don't say anything else about it. That's cool. You know, you come to play, you do the job, and you leave. And congratulations on your victory tonight. Any shout-outs you'd like to do to your team, anyone else out there, and anyone special dialed in you want to give a shout-out to before I let you go?
Well, I want to give a shout-out to all the Empire guys. Great work tonight. You guys all pulled it off. Really good job. And if any of the Joker guys are listening, I have to say hello to them as well. I know they've been following our progress the last couple of weeks, so it's kind of cool.
Well, it's cool to actually have those guys dialed in. I mean, what great games they've produced, and that's cool. I think you've got the world's best job. Good for you. Very cool stuff. Fredo, Empire.
Thanks a lot.
Congratulations on your win. We'll talk to you soon. TSN. I'm going to finish things off with the Empire theme song. You know the drill. And I'm going to then... I have talked so much tonight, my voice is no longer working. These were supposed to be dual casts. Good lordy. I'm going to do... I'm going to throw up a replay of both games. And then work on uploading these games to the server, so... Inform the teams if they've not heard the recording. Well, they can hear it shortly. We're going to start with DT versus Wolf Mortar. And we are going to be back primetime live tomorrow. That's right, for the match you've all been waiting for. Abuse versus Darkseid. Wow. Wonderdog and myself have the call on that one. For sure, dual cast. Cold Shot running the pregame party. He's going to have some interviews. Feel free to call in. I'm sure he's going to want to hear from you. And who's going to win tomorrow's game is really a matter of speculation. No one knows, not even Thorian. I want to give him a shout-out. If you love him, if you hate him, did a good job in the pregame show. And the pregame show for tonight will also be uploaded because it was just a darn good show. Thanks all for dialing in. My name is TSN Warwitch. You can expect more from TSN very soon. Once again, going to finish things off. The Imperial theme song. For Empire, congrats on the victory.